great to remind ourselves what it's about and the seriousness. I think that's why the early church changed the way that they did it, because as Matt said, it was a meal that they did together, and you know they came in an unworthy manner. It became more of a party, and what can I get first, and that's not what it's about with Christ. And I want to read something from one of the things I usually read a lot of times when I do communion, but it's the first part of this I want to read. It has often been said, and I believe rightfully so, that the Christianity is not simply a way of life, but a life to be lived. The life of the risen Christ himself, who dwells in the hearts of every believer. You know, we're living the life of Christ. You know, that's what we're, you know, Matt's talking about in this. We're living Christ's life here on earth, you know, and that's a tough one. You know, it's hard when we look at that and say, man, I'm failing. And yeah, we do fail. But we need to pick ourselves up when we do and reconcile those things that we have in our lives. And I think we should take just a few minutes at this time and quiet prayer and just, you know, work those things out with God in those areas in our lives. We could just confess those to him and get those right before we take the Lord's Supper. So let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for that life that you've given us to live, Lord, that you died for us, that we can live a righteous life, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Just as we become before your table, Lord, we just lay down those areas where we fell and those differences with our brothers and sisters, Lord. We just pray now that we can lay those down and at your feet, Lord, and just if there's anything we have against another brother or sister, that we could just go to them before we come up here, Lord, and just reconcile those differences, Lord. Just thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done. In Jesus' name. If I can have the ushers. We're going to read from 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way also he took the cup after the supper, saying, "This is the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this often as you do in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Proclaim the Lord's death, that he died so we can live. So we're all welcome. So praise God.